Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I'm going to keep on dancing because it's hump day. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Outside lands. All this week, we have so many pairs of three-day festival passes. And your chance to win them comes up, let's see, less than an hour from now at about 8:05, again at 12:05. And Jane has four pairs of these three-day passes, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5, and 6 on the fives. We'll give you code words. You text them to our contest line. And you're in the running for three-day general admission festival passes to Outside Lands. It stars Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat. There's a long list of bands playing on a long list of stages. It's August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park. And it's courtesy of Another Planet. So, I want to talk about the White Lotus. I had kind of forgotten about this, although I think early on. So they started the first season, the first episode of season three with a body floating in the water.
It's, okay, dun dun dun. Yeah. Who done it?
So, and it is a whodunit because actually they start it with. This kid, he's in like a wellness session and he starts to hear gunfire and he dives into this. It's sort of a pond. There's like lily pads and it's very tropical setting in Thailand. He dives in and they do show a body. It has short, dark hair and like an unpatterned shirt floating face down in the water at one point. And I actually thought to myself midway through the season, I'm like, because I thought maybe it was Gaitok. Is that the guy's name? I thought maybe it was going to be him who wound up getting shot.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was him. And I'm like, am I just putting that in there? Because, and then I forgot all about it by the end of the season when that was not at all who was in the pond. I'm not going to spoil it, but that's not who was in the pond at all. And there were patterns on both of them. And one of them was face up. So.
Patterns?
Patterns on their clothing.
Okay.
Like the clothing that this body had as it floated by. So people are freaking out about this. Like, who was that? Why was that not addressed? Did you remember that there was a body?
I assumed it was one of the bodyguards that got shot.
That's what I
just assumed that,
yes.
You know?
They never revisited it.
No,
but
he did shoot a few bodyguards who fell in the water.
Two guys, right. And one of them, I mean, one of them was bald and one of them had short enough dark hair. But it was sort of like, I don't know.
I mean, I just, that was my assumption.
Yeah, well, the internet's going crazy over this.
Sleuths are loose.
Well, they're always out there. Sometimes they do uncover good stuff, though.
Once in a while.
Yeah. So the body in question has been a source of mystery throughout the show. They say a darkish, maybe gray or white shirt and dark hair. Didn't seem to match any of the three main characters who died. So the one guy who got shot in the chest by Walton Goggins' character, maybe I've said too much. Well, anyway, he didn't go in the water. Put it that way. And then there's the other two people who did go in the water were both wearing bright colors. We didn't see what happened. I mean, it's possible that the one bodyguard did fall into the water. It's the only other answer.
Yeah.
A body floats into the scene, face down, dark hair, unpatterned off-white shirt. Who was it? So I guess because they didn't answer that, people are mad about it. And somebody on Reddit, because of course all corners of the internet are talking about this. On Reddit, people are saying it could have been a random hotel worker who got shot with a stray bullet. And the bodyguards come up on Reddit as well. This was not explained. I've been trying to find a definitive answer. The body Zion found was floating face down. And there's the description once again. Anyway, there was a lot going on. So, and Amy Lou Who, whose name is actually Amy Lou Wood. She's the girl with the teeth. She's done talking about her teeth. She's come to
That's
the end.
That's what she thinks.
I know. She's come to the end of, don't ask me about them anymore. I was picturing her as a little girl and her parents looking down at her and her, she's got the cutest face and she looks up and there she is with her little beaver teeth stuck out the front. And they just went, we're never fixing those. They're just too perfect. But she's done talking about it. Just so you know, do not ask her about it. She's going to get mad at you. No asking. One of the stars on the show, the White Lotus, is a guy who's been kind of creeping around the edges for a while. His name is Walton Goggins. And the first time I ever noticed him was in a show called The Righteous Gemstones, where he plays Uncle Baby Billy. And the character is just over the top. He's a great character. The Righteous Gemstones, I think, is an HBO show.
Yeah. Did you watch Vice Principals?
I did not. Is he also on that?
Yeah, so he and Danny McBride. It's very funny.
Well, Danny McBride is also one of the stars on The Righteous Gemstones.
Right, yeah. So they've worked together.
Yeah. So he plays the ghoul, who's a main character on the show Fallout, which is based on a video game.
He's great in that.
He's absolutely great in that. And he's also on, did you watch The Shield ever? It's like a police drama. Michael Chiklis, I think,
This dude that you're talking about, who I've never seen in anything, also was on a sitcom called Something Unicorn. And he was like a single dad among these women who are among the, like, in town that was like nice, like a good guy.
Oh.
Like all of a sudden everyone's like, this guy.
It's just called The Unicorn, by the way.
The Unicorn, yeah. I never watched it. Oh. I just know that I was seeing him on ads and like he'd made it.
Yeah.
He was in a sitcom.
Right.
Prime time. So I don't know. I guess the show didn't make it, but he continues to be pretty red hot. Good for him.
Well, this is going to put him over the top. He was one of the stars of the season.
Okay.
And he is, although I will say, I really want people to watch, like, The White Lotus was fine. I really like that show. I think it's great. I would ditch The White Lotus for Righteous Gemstones any old time. And he's so good on that. He plays this, they're all a bunch of preachers and stuff, but they're the kind that are money grubbing, you know, they're taking all your money. They're
the bad kind.
They're the kind, well, but you do kind of love them as well. But they are terrible people. Their moral compasses are way off.
All right.
But it is fun because it's like the big production, it's like the big church service on Sundays, you know, like who's going to preach, and it's all like laser lights and shows and they're singing and dancing. There's a rock band and then there's some crying and preaching. Anyway, Walton Goggins, he's 53 years old, and I feel like the White Lotus is going to be the thing that puts him over the top. But he's been popping up more and more, and he's this great looking guy. I think he's great looking, but he's also like super disheveled all the time too. Like there's a great line in The White Lotus where he's sitting across from the girl with the buck teeth, 'cause that's his soulmate, whatever. And, she's like, you know, it's like, you're going bald. And he goes, I'm not going bald. She goes, okay. And then they show him from the back, and there's this huge bald spot on his head. But he's like, he's never held up a mirror to look at the back of his head.
That's the right thing to do.
Just never look, because he's got a lot of hair up front. A lot of hair.
I told you, as soon as I started seeing some hair on the pillow, and I was probably 29 or 30, is the first thing I did was get in the mirror with a mirror and look in a mirror, and I went, oh my God, this is what bald people do. They
I'm
stare
that
at
guy.
That. I'm now going to be a guy counting my hair. I think there's less. I just went, F, I shaved it. Mm. Screw that. I am not going to spend my time looking in a mirror behind me at another mirror to see how much more hair has decided to jump at, or the guy that's like holding it in. What? What am I doing? I'm just
what
holding it in.
No big deal.
Forget it. Get sure. out. That's me. That's my way. Walter seems to have making it. He's making
yes,
it work.
Yes, he's making it work for him. So he's a 53-year-old guy, and he has been around for, like, I knew a few things he'd been in, and I looked, and they're like, you know, one of those people who has the huge IMDb page. Like, years from now, when this guy passes, people will go, oh, Walton Goggins died. He was an incredible character actor, and whose name you don't know, and they'll pop him up on the screen on their morning show in 30 years and be like, oh, yeah, that guy. He has been in a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that old-timey show, The White Lotus? From back in, like, I don't know, the 2020s.
I just found out he was on Community. That's like one of my favorite shows. I don't even remember his character, but he was on for a few seasons.
No, he was
on, yeah.
Wow.
He must have had more hair then.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's just getting like more and more noticeable or something. Like he's really...
Well, he's going to change into how he looks because in the Righteous Gemstones, he's much older looking.
He's got these glasses and his hair is just completely white. And then he plays a ghoul. Who doesn't even have a nose in Fallout.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
He's a good bad guy.
He's a very good bad. He just gets that dead look in his face and his anger just seethes.
Even his headshot, you're just like, yep, that's how he looks all the time, staring.
Hold on. Is it like when he goes to an audition, he leaves a headshot behind?
This one. It was just, yeah.
Oh, that's from Community. He was Mr. Stone.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess he has a groupie. He's got a group of groupies.
Oh, he's a celebrity.
And they call themselves Goggins Girlies.
Okay.
That's cute. Now, is he a married guy? But he's basically saying, I don't know what his relationship status is. He's saying that he's feeling this moment. I feel there's an energy out there that's one of like this undulation of love. And it feels really, really good.
Good for him.
I'm doing the best I can to reciprocate it because it's with such affection and genuine gratitude that I have for all the support from so many people like the Goggins Girlies. All walks of life. I love doing what I do. You know what? I love being an effing human being. He's on a podcast, so he could swear.
He is married, by the way.
Oh, he is. Oh, that's too bad. Sorry, Goggins Girlies. Has he been married long?
Since 2011.
That's long.
2011, yeah.
Yeah. Hold on, let me get
Don't worry, thing. Goggins Girlies. His newfound fame is going to break that marriage right up.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't
time
worry about
is gonna
it.
Come.
Just be hanging in the winds.
He's already gotten divorced once, so.
Oh.
Hey.
It happens. So, you know, you hear about that show. And The White Lotus, and it had broken all the records for The White Lotus in the past with 6 million people tuning in to watch it on the same day it was released, which is like, I didn't realize those were big numbers because I hear about the numbers on Netflix and Amazon but 6 million is zero. Zero. The numbers for some of these shows on Netflix and all the Bridgerton seasons and the Queen's Gambit, they're humongous. Like in the, 114 million views for, you know, every episode of the season. It adds up. 17.8 million people tuned in for a show called Adolescence. This show... We should probably talk about Adolescence and not The White Lotus. Because...
I'm watching it. Yeah, I'm only. It
sounds heavy.
You jump right in, and it. I mean, it just starts and it goes, and it. But it's also, yeah, really heavy.
Okay.
So I'm kind of watching
what this show is.
In,
so
it's a
UK show, and it's one of those limited. They call limited series.
Yeah.
Like The Queen's Gambit. It's a series. But it's only the one season. So let's see here. Let me find the summary of it. Adolescence tells the story of how a family's world is turned upside down when 13-year-old Jamie Miller, this is the character's name, is arrested for the murder of a teenage girl. So he's a 13-year-old. He goes to school with this little girl, and he's arrested for her murder. The father, and there's like a clinical psychologist angle, and there's, you know, they're sort of handling this accusation against a 13-year-old kid. I don't see a lot. How am I doing on plot? Is there more than...
No, I mean, that's the plot. I mean, it literally starts with them busting down the door of the parents' house and arresting the kid in the house. And then you follow him to the police station, how the police handle the kid in the first, and then then an attorney comes
in. So you love it. There's no way you're pulling off this.
I'm into it, yeah. Okay. But it's definitely not one I can just watch.
And Bob's like, watching it too?
I watched it.
Oh, you already watched the whole thing?
Yes.
So you're not alone. Here's the thing. Adolescence, this show Adolescence is a Netflix thing. It has now passed all the Bridgerton seasons, and it's on Netflix's top 10 all-time rankings. It's also, more people have watched it than have watched The Queen's Gambit, The Night Agent. This thing it's the hottest thing. I don't think it's beaten Squid Game. I'm not seeing that here, but it's in the top 10. Like, it's the first I'm hearing of it. Is this
where do we watch
today?
Stranger Things?
That's Netflix.
It's beaten Stranger Things?
You know what? Let me get the top 10 shows on Netflix right now.
Did you
guys grab that?
Bob, yeah. Did you love Adolescence?
It's hard to say love. It's like Maddie said, it's very heavy, but it's so interesting and it's really important.
And you finished it, so you feel like it ended well.
Yes, for sure. Okay. So something you have to note about it is that it's only a few episodes. I think it's four.
Mm-hmm.
And every episode is done in one shot.
Oh, yeah. I was reading that, too. Like when you guys were saying it follows the cops into the house to the kid for the arrest and back to the, like, it's, they never cut.
They never cut.
So it's all in real time then,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. So the four episodes don't happen, like, in 4 days back to back, but every episode is only, you know, like one real hour of life.
Damn.
It's like, so it's was it 24 very heavy like that, and exhausting.
It was supposed
to
be.
Yeah, 24 was like that too.
But that is, okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Well,
it's almost like a play that they have to put on for the whole thing.
It's like, we're going to make this show, but we're going to tie one hand behind our back and show you how good we are at this. Right. Like, why? You could make edits. No one's going to care. We'll be all right.
I always wonder if they work in a thing where they pass behind a tree or like, through a doorway or something.
Probably.
Where they, you know, like the tree goes across the screen in black and then they're able to pick the scene back up there.
Well, it's funny because the studio, Seth Rogen's show on Apple TV,
yes.
That's new also, they make that look like it's one shot as well, but they do the thing you're talking about, like the quick cuts, the
yes.
Going behind a tree. So it's not actually one shot, but I'm pretty sure Adolescence is. And they have some like social media content where they show how they transition from a drone flying into someone holding the camera. It's crazy what they did.
Wow. So more than just the fact that this is compelling subject matter, there's like this interesting how it was made.
The techniques
thing.
Used. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I feel like this show's out of nowhere for me. How long has it been out? Because it must be catching fire from, you
that's
know,
been
finally,
long.
Finally gets to me. But it jumped up. Let's see. It jumped up from number 9 on Netflix's most popular English language TV list to number 4. Do you have?
I do have the list here. Guess what do you think number 1 is?
Well, Squid Game. Is what I would guess.
Nope. Then
you want to make a guess, Vin?
Is it Stranger Things?
Stranger Things is number 2. Number 1 is Wednesday.
Oh,
Wednesday.
Wednesday was just great.
And then it's Dahmer, Monster, Jeffrey Dahmer
that
story.
That was a big
what's
one.
Then
Adolescence.
What are you watching Dahmer for?
Then Bridgerton, then The Queen's Gambit, then Bridgerton season 3, then The Night Agent, and then Fool Me Once, and Stranger Things.
Again. So Stranger Things is in the top 10.
It's number 2. Yeah, Stranger Things
season
4.
Oh, number 2. I see. Oh, well, number 4. Season 4 was the best season. Although that first season was so charming. It's really good.
Huh.
But if you put their numbers together, Stranger Things would be top of the list if you put all, you know, their seasons together.
Mm. All right, I am out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the
We
news?
Should be seeing season 2 of Wednesday
any minute.
Like this summer. I don't know.
I'll try and find you a date.
I don't know if they've put out a date yet, but it's got to be. I heard they were shooting it last year, so.
So it's coming out on, it just says the later part of 2025.
You know, truthfully, I think Stranger Things is also kind of a Halloween releasey type thing. It's like the time of the season. I'll bet you Wednesday also does kind of like the creepy time of the year, you know, like a Halloween release. Could be a fall thing.
Yeah.
All right, what you got coming
up? If iPhones were made in America, how much would they cost?
Oh boy.
After these.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Yep. Yep. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For over 60 years, Fremont Bank has been proud to support Tri-Valley nonprofits and the people who make our community thrive. Explore FremontBank.com today. Nice day out over the city as we broadcast from Studio 9 in downtown San Francisco.
Really pretty.
Blue skies, sunshine, should be nice out there.
All the stuff you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, and listen, we got our rain.
Yay.
We got a lot of it.
Right, we did. Enough of that.
Let's enjoy this.
Right.
While we got it. I thought this was fun. Well, actually, let me start with today's National Gin and Tonic Day. So if you're a gin guy or gal,
woman,
maybe today, you know, tip a glass in celebration of your favorite beverage.
I would never do that on a Wednesday.
Oh. All right.
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't want to, though. I take my gin and tonic with an olive. I want an olive in it.
I didn't like gin.
Well, it can make you angry.
Different buzzes from different alcohols, for
sure. That's real.
So the thing I teased you with was about Apple.
Yes.
An expert says that if Apple was forced to make iPhones as the tariffs are going around.
Yeah.
And we're in a trade war,
they just
basically.
Built factories.
Someone came up with an actual price for what the iPhone would cost if we made them here in America.
Okay.
$3,500 for one iPhone. Whoa. If they were made here in America. And part of me feels like that's absurd, but they are unbelievable. Like what your phone can do.
Right.
It is so powerful, and it's a full-blown computer that you're walking around with.
Right. Many people don't even have a computer anymore. They don't need it. They have a phone.
I've downsized my phone because I have to carry the stupid thing. But I know a lot of people, their phones are so big, they can do anything.
I always go for the biggest one I can get. Well, from Apple.
Understood.
Right.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I've actually gone back down to the smaller size because I don't have a purse.
Well, it's perfect for your front pocket that way.
But $3,500?
Yeah.
Everyone would keep their phone a lot longer. There'd be a lot less e-waste because you'd keep that thing forever.
Yeah. And you'd put it in one of those boxes with the metal corners because, man, do I drop my phone a lot.
You do?
I do. But I have a case. I have a small case and then the screen protector thing that goes on top.
Okay.
But that thing, it's so beat up. It's unbelievable. And if I paid $3,500 for it, then I would put it. There's a name for those Knox cases or something.
Otterbox.
That's what my phone is currently sitting in. And I'll tell you. I tried to do just the phone with no case for a while because they're so small, thin, light. I was breaking them. And I went, okay, you can't not have a case. You have to.
They're actually slippery.
Mm-hmm. So this OtterBox case, you could drop it from...
Pretty far.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty tall dude. So when I drop
things,
they fall for a while. And so, you know, and it's okay.
Pretty tree man.
It's held up just fine. You wear suits, Maddie? You got a suit? You gotta wear a suit for the wedding coming up?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I like to wear a suit when it's
You like to wear a suit?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it's nice to gussy up.
It is nice to see somebody all cleaned up.
According to new research, the average man feels 67% more confident when wearing their best suit or tuxedo.
Oh.
I think for me, the biggest surprise in having a suit is they're freaking comfortable. They're so comfortable. Like
I'm surprised to hear it.
The jackets are like smooth and slippery and light. And if you get it fitted, it fits perfectly.
Yeah,
they give you a lot of room. Like, they're comfortable.
I didn't discover getting suits tailored until like later in life. And yeah, once you get it tailored and it like fits perfectly.
They fit great. Super comfy. And that's often, I don't like saying things are a girl thing, but I remember like a girl I went out with who took her work uniform and took in the jacket. So it gave her some curve. And I was like, who takes in their work uniform? Well, girls do, for one. I always found my work uniform at the bottom of the laundry. Dang it. I didn't wash it again.
Once again, not washed.
Yuck. But I got to go. So this is what's happening. Oh, well. It's nice when people put a little effort into their look. And I can see why that would make you a little more confident. 67% more confident when wearing your best suit or tuxedo.
That's a lot more confident.
I get my jeans tailored, too.
What?
Yeah. Well, because I lost a lot of weight, so I had, you know, what I wanted to get my jeans, you know, I didn't want to get rid of all my jeans. And then once I started to see how they are when they tailor them and they do the do the hem and, you know, peg them, but, you know, get a little thing going down the side. Yeah.
What do you mean a little thing going down
like
the side?
Pleat?
Well, like not a pleat, but just so they,
they're pegged. You're saying they're taking them in so they're not
Taking them in so they're not all wide at the bottom. Yeah.
We used to do that to our pants when we raced bikes because you'd race in your Levi's and they could catch in your bike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So our parents would peg them for that reason.
So you guys were skinny jeans guys. Is that?
I'm talking about when I raced bikes. I was 12. I don't know. I don't think they were skinny jeans.
But that's why I wear skinny jeans when I ride my bike, because I'm like, I don't want to have to wrap that thing around around my pants. Because you know how I'm a big into club pants.
Yes.
I can't have to wrap a thing around my leg.
You can't wear those club pants when you're biking.
No, unless I wrap them.
Club kid.
There you are, doing 30 miles per hour on your e-bike. You could really hurt yourself.
Yeah. I don't even really have to pedal, though, so I don't worry that much.
Right. Your bike gang that you don't even, right.
Yeah.
Tying a tie, a lot of guys say, nope, can't do it.
Oh.
And many admit my partner ties a better tie than I do, which is nice if you've got someone who can compliment your, the things you can't get done. They say even fewer people can tie a bow tie. Yeah,
I couldn't. I've seen people tie them, but there's also that's the one where I'm like, get the clip on one. And it has a band, and so you turn it underneath. Like, I can tie a regular tie, but a bow tie?
I wouldn't even know. I can tie a regular tie, too, but yeah, there's no bow tie. I wouldn't even want to wear it.
Well, you would look adorable in a bow tie.
I don't think so.
And suspenders.
No, thank you.
Rainbow suspenders.
I like the way I look right now. What temperature do you like your shower?
118.
You know?
Hot. Yeah.
Wow.
What do you mean, 118?
118 degrees.
How in the mother?
Because I have an on-demand hot water heater, and it's set to 120 will scald you. 118, you can do. You can keep your hands on it.
And so you just rip it up to the highest.
Put it all the way to hot.
So you know it's 118.
So probably mine is less than that. It's probably got, because you have a mixer behind your wall. You got the hot and the cold, and it gets mixed. And then get sent to you, and you make your little adjustments. You know, even if you have just like a single thing.
Anything
really.
About what you're okay. saying.
So there's probably some cold water added to the 118, but 118 is where I set my.
On the list that I'm looking at from Reddit, they would call your 118, I think, roasty toasty.
Very hot. I want my skin to turn red.
Fiery hot is like what yours would be. I also will take a very hot shower. Mm. I have had people get in with me and go,
John does that.
What?
Turn it down. It's too hot. I'm like, oh, feels good.
That's what you want.
Yep.
Only going to be here a minute.
I've seen those nature shows where there's just so many gross things on you. I need those burnt off.
I'm having trouble with their terms here because they fiery hot, I realize, and it came in third, is 10% of people. 44% say they like it roasty toasty. Is that
not as hot as...
I guess that's not fiery hot.
It does sound more cozy. Right.
Warm came in at number two, then fiery hot, then lukewarm, then cold, 3%.
Oh. Well, sometimes you say that you always turn, after you've taken your shower, you turn it to ice cold.
I turn it to cold.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, you have said.
Closes your pores, you know.
I'll splash cold water on my face after hot water, but I would never put cold water on my body. Ugh.
What am
I going swimming in the ocean? Please.
Cold water on your boobs after a hot shower wouldn't feel good?
No.
What about your butt cheeks? You know how your butt gets red when it's on the, like the hot water has been on it for a minute?
Oh, I should do it to get, my whole body gets red. My legs get super red.
You're cold.
No, thanks.
Wow.
In fact, as soon as I turn off the water, I'm like, oh, look at my towel.
You're shivering.
Out of a hot shower?
Yeah. Oh. As soon as I turn off the water, I'm like, ooh.
Did you get that hot tub yet?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, geez. Why does everything got to take so long with
you? I don't know. Everything takes forever. And even once it's here, we still have this trench we have to dig, so.
Trench?
Yep. I told you, it's way out in the yard. So most of the trench is dug, and then there's a section where there's some bricks, and they've got to get lifted out and put back in.
I don't feel like you did tell me that, but maybe you did, and I was.
It's just really far out. It's far out in the yard. It's not like a convenient location for hooking up.
I thought you were putting it where the pond used to be.
Yes, the pond is probably 35 feet from the house, so it's far enough that we have to dig a trench across the yard.
You've redone your yard so much time. Redone everything so many times. I have no idea what's going on over there. Since I was last there, it's probably another different house.
Well, I think
entirely.
The last time you were there, my kitchen hadn't even been done. And that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I don't think I've ever known you to not have at any time something going on. Have you? I mean, do you ever not have something going on that you guys are working on at the house?
It is rare. It is. It's just rare.
No, we
always
know.
There's always something.
Right. You like it.
Yep. Well, we like having stuff to talk about, I guess.
Sarah Winchester, everyone.
I'm not adding on. I'm just, it's funny because we're coming around, like we've been in that house for 15 years now. And I'm like, I just don't love the tile in the master.
Maybe. On the floor? Or
all of it. Yeah. I'm thinking.
Did you put in that tile?
Yeah, we did. Okay. I picked it out.
That's the thing I love. Like they do something.
Redoing stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I get sick of it, so I'm like,
needs to be done.
Oh, and Golden State Lumber, here I come. We have this wall that we're building for the hot tub area, but we can't build it yet because they got to get the hot tub in there first, then I'm gonna box that thing in.
Oh, is it to keep people from looking at it, looking in on you?
Well, that, and I just want it to be, you know, I want it to be in its own secret place. I want it to have a view of the yard, but be blocked off from prying eyes. Because as Vinny is always saying.
What do I say?
If there's a naked lady, there's a guy trying to see her.
Well,
is
yeah.
that what it is?
Oh, that's something like that. Yeah.
Wherever there's a naked chick, there's a dude trying to get a look at that. So we're doing all this patchwork on the fence, figuring that out.
No one's
got
trying
knots.
To get you to try harder to keep us from seeing you. I'm just trying to say, you know.
You let me know I need to make that happen.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy that.
Well,
that
I can't wait for your unveiling in a year or two from now.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be, I'm really looking forward to that.
Someday it's going to be amazing.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love those. Give it to me.
Glenn Frey from the Eagles got the idea for the song Life in the Fast Lane when his drug dealer, who was called The Count, used that phrase as they were driving.
Oh, Life in the Fast Lane.
Life in the Fast Lane. I could do something with that. Black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Not actually pepper.
What do you mean?
They're the cooked, unripe, dried fruit of the Piper Nigrum vine. Green pepper is the uncooked version, and white pepper is the ripe fruit seeds. Well, and Sichuan peppercorns are the dried berries of the prickly ash tree. Ash, A-S-H.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is a member of the citrus family.
Wow. Pepper.
Who knew?
Not I.
I just like my pepper black.
Oh, really?
Just, you know.
I don't really have feelings about pepper. I'll take some pepper. Yes, please, pepper.
On my eggs?
Oh, yeah.
Pepper on everything.
Everything.
Not on everything.
Not pizza.
Yeah, I put pepper on pizza.
I don't do pepper on pizza. I'll just do. Oh, I might do.
I put pepper on
you too?
Everything.
Hot pepper. I'll do hot pepper on pizza. You know, the pepper flakes?
Yeah, that's not pepper. He's talking about black pepper.
No, I always crank it over the pizza before
I
eat it.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Especially on the crust.
But eggs for sure.
And you too?
If I'm making pizza, for sure, at home. But if I'm ordering pizza, no. But there's probably pepper in the sauce, Finny.
Well,
that's true.
I'm aware of that. But I've never thought to shake it
on. What about when they come over and you've ordered a Caesar salad and they're like, would you like pepper on that?
Yeah, hit me.
Yeah.
Of course.
I don't do that.
You don't?
No, I don't want it. I really only like pepper on eggs. I mean, and like you say, it's probably in tons of stuff. But I just don't want it. I want salt.
I'm always with the waiter.
Only.
More. No, yeah. Not done.
Across
nope.
the table from not me done. Every time is, more I'll tell you when I'm done. When I'm ready. And the guy will be going and going and going and going. And
she's got a pile of black pepper on top of her stuff. Now, I can see that with the cheese. Do you want some cheese? I do. I want all the cheese you'll give me. I'll pay extra for a little bit more than you want to give me.
When you break wind,
yes,
it travels out about 10 feet per second. That's 7 miles an hour.
I feel like my pants slow it down a lot. I feel like it's just around me. It's not like wandering.
Isaac Newton.
Yes.
Was the first person to recognize that the rainbow was divided into 7 distinct colors.
You notice a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he was a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, everything seems to fall down. This is so strange.
Isaac Newton, everybody.
Brilliant. Was he the father of gravity, or was gravity already here? I mean,
our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, Vinny, I had the exact same thought. Sarah Winchester, always with the construction.
I just like things to be perfect and up to date.
Yeah, that was a great call. You totally are her.
You know what? Give me some credit. I haven't added on to the house. I just like things to look fresh. And if we don't have a big thing going on, I'd be like, I feel like this needs to be repainted. Why don't we give that a scrub and paint that?
John?
The same color. Just a nice fresh coat.
You know what you need?
Tell me.
You need to play, what is this game I'm playing? You gotta take up a new game. It's called Candy Crush.
Oh no, I'm not playing
you
that.
You should take that up.
You're playing that? Are you crazy?
What do you mean, am I crazy?
That's so addictive.
Well, I'm okay. It's been okay. Trust me.
Really?
I've never spent, and I mean this, not one penny, but I have stalled out. I cannot get past where I'm at now.
And it tells me,
you know, hey, for this much money, you get more of these things, and that'll help you pass the thing. And I'm like, I'm not paying you any money ever.
Does your mom also play Candy Crush?
I don't think so. No, but you should try it.
No, I'm not doing it.
In fact,
I actually refuse to because I know that I will spend my life
savings on it.
The level
I can't pass, and then you'll pass it.
I'm not doing it. No, no,
no. Are you done with the birds, or just taking a break?
Oh, I still do that occasionally, too, but I'm just saying.
You still playing with the zombie flowers?
No, but I definitely hit a wall on this where I'm going to have to pay or quit, and I'm not going
to
pay.
Didn't you and I play that Enigma game together where we had to figure out a way to get the drips and drops going in from one place to another?
I don't think that was me.
That was a fun game.
Well, you know.
And it was free.
And you're still off Pokemon?
Yeah, I'm off Pokemon. I still play solitaire all the time. I do play games.
But the housing, I bet there's a correlation between when you quit Pokemon, the housework projects like ramped up. You went, I'm free to do more stuff.
You know what? Maybe.
I'm looking at this wall over here. It needs something.
Like maybe a window in it.
Oh, my God. Oh, that probably happened.
It has. Actually, we covered up a window pretty recently. We actually sandwiched it in a wall because we didn't want a window looking into our bathroom anymore. It was right at eye level.
Why didn't you want that?
Because of something that we did, that we didn't want people to be in the one place looking into the bathroom. We're like, this seems like we should hide this window. So we took off all the molding, close it up.
Huh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
See, sometimes I edit things out, not just add things in, Vinny. I think that's what I'm trying to get at.
I'm not quite sure I'm picking it. Okay. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm sure I know. Oh, it's the Outside Lands passes. We got 3-day passes right after this.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.